delve into. We'll just leave it as, okay, one person's intuition went one way or the other. So was it Teiku just that no one had an intuition anyway, or within the same person you didn't have intuition one way, or it's actually an uncodifiable?
I mean, some Teikus seem to be factual questions.
Right. What was that? Kvius Anyain. Or is that Anyain?
There's a bizarre Gemara about. Not important right now. But anyway, it's a strange Gemara. It seems very clear to me. I'll tell you where it is. You want to look it up on your own. But, seems to be. Sometimes it does seem to be questions of fact. Sometimes. But other times, I mean, it's a teiku because the ones who are entertaining the possibility, there's simply no way to know. I mean, there's a system of psak, and all the psak that they have. In this particular case, can be consistent in either way. There's simply no way to prove the two reasonable logical possibilities, and it's not going to affect any of the psak that they have a masorah on, the Halei Paskin.
And no one svara is a better quality than.
And within those two svaras, apparently there's shuckle. There's no way to know which way to go.
But even if they didn't have facts proving one way or the other, they would be able to decide based on the basis of a svara, right? If they saw one as a better svara than the other.
Right. Posek, he has to, you know, right. As a posek, there's a position that you say, I see the sugi is working out this way. This is my svara. And but even the posek himself could see there's a fine distinction that he's not able to say clearly. The sugis are definitely going in this fine distinction. And then there's a certain amount that a person needs to say this is the psak. Has to be a certain amount of corroboration from the known halachos. You know, so you have a steer in Mishnayos. So you have to work out a svar. And then you can say, well, this is a better svar than that. This explains the Mishnayos in a better way than that. Right? But that's not, but it could be that there's a very subtle chiluk in what you're saying. And it's not really going to make a difference in terms of those Mishnayos. It's going to be, they're both going to be exactly, going to explain it the same way. But there's a small diuk that's not going to be, that you can't prove from those Mishnayos. So that's it. You have no way to, and the mind sees them as possibilities. There's no way to go. There's no way to explain it. Right? Am I talking in too vague generalities?
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Where was the Gemara that we did on the Har Sinai? Remember the daf?
Was it told the onus first or the?
Yeah. No. It's a funny Gemara over there. That seems pretty clear. Oh yeah, it's a pevo on this. You want to look up an interesting teiku? You want to see an interesting teiku? Tell me if you think it's anything other than a factual all of this. On the middle of the pavo on this. Okay, not now. But, in other words, in the system of psak, so they're different things. Certain things you have a masorah on, right? But then there are certain things where you. That's the Baal Mishnah and the Baal Gemara. What's the difference between the Baal Mishnah and the Baal Gemara? The Baal Mishnah knows the facts, right, of the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos can give you certain bare facts. But if somebody is a Baal Mishnah, he's considered to be destroy the world. Why? Because he tries to paskin shailas based on the pure facts, but he doesn't really understand the tamim. If you don't understand the tamim, then you're going to make big mistakes. So the Baal Gemara has to figure out the tamim of the Mishnah. And there are certain stiros in Mishnayos and in Bryces, and you have to be able to work out the underlying theory that explains the Mishnayos, and that's called the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is. Now we say a person has a certain ability to do that and to kind of arrive at his own conclusions and establish halacha based on that. Okay, but what that would mean is if there's a stira and two Mishnayos, so you have to come up with a theory, right? You have to come up with a theory, and you have a right to say, I like my theory. My theory makes sense to me, and I'm going to, I can paskin a shaila based on that theory. Right? And Tosus and all the Rishonim do that with the Gemara. What the Gemara did with the Mishnah, the Rishonim do with the Gemara. Right? Is a sugi over here says this, sugi over there says that. Tosus brings a question, and he says, no, the Gemara is really working with the underlying principle. Right? That you have to do. That's something that you have the basic givens. We work with the system of givens and svara. You have an obligation, not only a right, you have an obligation to work out the sources that we have in a consistent way and to determine what the halacha is based on them. Okay? But that's only going to get you so far. That'll get you to the point where you can resolve the stiras in the sugyas. Okay? Now, there are infinite ways to resolve stiras, right? So, in the process of resolving the stira, you have a right to say, I like this svara. This svara appears to me to be true to resolve the stira. Right? You don't have to say, well, you don't know how to resolve the other. There are five ways to resolve the stira, and I don't know how. So everything's a suffix. No, you have a right to rely on your mind to resolve the stira. Now, how does your mind guide you? That's something we talk about. That there's a certain consistency, there's certain general approaches to resolving a stira. Right? The Rishonim take different approaches sometimes. And there are different appeals to different approaches, and that's a matter of your shikul hadas. Okay? But there are certain fine chilukim within each theory, within each approach, there could be slight variations of the svara that are not going to make a difference in terms of resolving the original questions. As the original questions, even in within one approach, could be answered in slightly different ways.
That would result in different halachic outcomes here.
That would result in different halachic outcomes that the Gemara is not talking about. Now, there's a basic question is, if I have a stira, so I have to know, what do I do? I can't halachically enact a stira, right? The Mishnah, one Mishnah says this, one Mishnah says the opposite. So the Gemara has to resolve it and tell you what to do, because your sources are at odds. So the Gemara, you must resolve it some way, right? You have to resolve it some way, and you have a right to use your mind to determine which approach you think resolves it the best. And now you'll know what to do in the case, right? You say, no, this Mishnah is talking about this particular type of case. This Mishnah is talking about another particular. So I already have halachos now based on those Mishnayos, right? And actually implementing what the Mishnah says. But then there are finer chilukim. There are always finer chilukim. And there might be, if you think about it longer, you might notice that although the general approach is right and you agree with the general approach, there could be a slight difference in how you formulate it, and the precise formulation could be different ways. And each one will exactly resolve the Mishnah the same way, but it might have other outcomes that are different. And that could be a teiku. That could be a teiku. Because you don't have the gross, there's the gross and there's the fine. Right? It's like what did Avraham Ben-Aram say in the letter? He said in the Milchamos, right? We did that beginning of this year, last year. So he says that certain people have minds that are gassos, very large. That's not a comment. They're gassos, meaning to say, the tool is very coarse. Calibrated to a very low.
Meaning to say,
if you take a, you ever go on the highway, you see it says truck way, right? You got to stop here and weigh your truck, right? You ever see those signs? Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're always closed, but you see those signs, right? Truck stop, you must weigh your load. Now let's say I was on the road, and I need to have an ounce. I need to have a half a pound of something, right? I need a half a pound. So like I go to the truck stop and say, weigh out this half a pound. I need 3 ounces of something, right? They laugh at you. Why? Because the scale is gas, right? It's a gasa. It's a giant calibration. It's calibrated for tons, right? It's not going to register a small chilek. You understand? So some people's minds are like that. They can't see anything unless it's a giant distinction. Okay? Not necessarily black and white. I mean, that's, you know, obviously, maybe get a little finer than that, to some shades of gray, but they don't have the apparatus to distinguish fine distinctions. Right? If you want to measure a letter to know how much postage to put on it, you're not going to go to the truck stop. Right? So there's a certain amount that the apparatus is calibrated to different types of chilukim. And you can't expect everybody's mind to have the same level of ability to differentiate.
Are you saying like most svaras are going to be considered like that fine thing, or certain types of very particular questions is going to be considered the fine thing?
So what I'm trying to say, back to our case, I guess, is that to make a chiluk between approaches is not as fine a chiluk as within the approach a particular path. So it's not surprising that the Gemara and certainly Rishonim can, on the one hand, say I can pick an approach and I can feel secure in paskening with a certain approach, but I can't get down to the finest chiluk. And it just can't. It's not a steerer. There's always a certain level that there are different levels of distinction. It's a much bigger scale to say, do I take this approach that leaves these big questions unanswered? These questions are dachuk, or do I take this approach that another thing is dachuk? Which does my mind find is the better approach? But within the approach, there are finer distinctions. And those could result in a teiko.
Are you saying that it's the inability for the particular person to be able to, you know, to answer a question of a really fine detail? You're saying that's entirely due to the mind's inability to work as well in that area?
Isn't it also that the
finer you get down to the finer question you get down to, the less information you have to be machuria between.
But I'm saying there is another point I'm trying to make. And I seem to have lost it in this other point. And that is that if you have, maybe it's the same point. It's too fine of a distinction. As what I'm wondering is like this, that if you have two approaches, if you have a general approach that answers the question, if it's the same approach that answers the question, right, but the distinctions are very fine in the particular way of defining it, what I'm wondering is, can you say that there is what people refer to as an appeal of svara one over the other? And there's a certain time in halacha where you have an approach, right? You have to approach it a certain way, and that takes into account your ideas about what you determine to be more true. You know, what type of an approach you consider more real in halacha, more true in Torah. But then there are certain cases where it comes down to a technical detail. And there's no beauty, there's no greater beauty in this technical detail over that technical detail. Right? And it's not exhibited in the facts that you have. The facts that you have give you no way of determining which particular detail applies. So you're just stuck. You're just literally stuck. You can't even make recourse to the mind. Now, there's two types of things I'm trying to say. One thing is making recourse to the mind, that's good in terms of approach. Right? And it's possible that it could be done even on a finer scale, but the person just is in doubt. Right? Because you can see, it's like your eyes. You can see certain things, you can't see other things. They're there, you're just not fine enough to see them. But your eyes are too gas. But then there's another thing, that it could be that the guide of Svara only guides you so far. And then there's a certain point where it's just a matter of fact. Were they misaking it this way, or were they misaking it that way? You simply can't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's more like a Metzias kind of question. That would come down to like a Metzias Teiku. But that's what I'm saying. There are two kinds of Teikus, it would say. It would seem a Metzias Teiku and a Svara Teiku.
So a smarter
Teiku
person...
Teiku just means suffix.
The second one, the Svara kind. So a smarter person should be able to resolve it.
Could be, but it's lost. The door is...
There was someone who went through and tried to answer Teikus, I remember. Just to
Kashas, right?
Yeah, making the point.
Oh, Kash is different than Tiyufta. Kash is different than Tiyufta.
What do you mean the point is lost? If the problem is that one is actually more consistent, it's just you can't see it.
It could be that you have to have have more training in that type of area. You know, you have to have more experience. The mind has to have more to go on. Sometimes it's not a matter of the mind itself. Sometimes it's a matter of the training. And if you weren't exposed to certain areas of thinking, certain drachim in Torah, you're not going to be able to just figure them out.
I just have trouble with this far one, because it seems as though someone should be able to figure it out if one is actually...
It could be that the door of the Shas held, they couldn't figure it out, and that's it. We can't say we're greater than them. Right?
Say.
This take was very hard to understand. We'll follow up with questions. Okay. And it would seem especially Hotsa is susceptible to Teikus, because it's such an abstract malacha, and it's so based on actual things. If you don't know, if you don't have that Mesorah, you're just not going to know.
Is that borne out by the Gemara?
When you say actual things, you mean actual...
A lot of Teikus, yeah.
When you say actual things, you mean actual halachic phenomena that we just...
No, actual factual things, like Mishkan stuff, like Tosfos says, everything has to be from the Mishkan, everything has to be from a Pasuk. I mean, Tosfos seems to think, a lot of these Tosfos, he tries to tie it back to what was done in the Mishkan. And if it wasn't given over, you just can't figure those things out. You'll see, Tosus has a funny way of learning this Teiku too.